Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out the blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And when you subscribe to the newsletter, you get things before everybody else. The most recent video is there, which we post on Mondays, but you can get it on Sunday if you subscribe to our newsletter. You can also take the poll question. You get to be one of the first to take our poll question that we put up, because it's first seen through our newsletter. You can see who's going to be on the show in the coming week in the newsletter. And, of course, the columns, the articles that we publish, two separate ones are right there and in the newsletter. And the most recent one especially is the featured article. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the newsletter and all the other things that are there. I want to talk about another thing that I believe in the previous segment I talked about employment and the unemployment situation and how that's going to play a part in the election this year. And I think, and there's another issue that, as you know, and it's all around the economy. And I think, I really do believe that the James Carville classic of "It's the Economy, Stupid" is going to come into play a lot. I'm not so sure it's going to be the only thing. I think there are going to be other things, but it's always a big deal, right? The economy. And the previous segment we talked about employment. This segment I want to talk about gas prices, because they're not record highs yet, but they're pretty high. I saw that that the most recent number today, the most recent the gas prices actually went up a little bit, and the national average is $3.84 a gallon. That's right. If you're driving an SUV, you're close to putting in $100 worth of gas every time you fill up in those things. So recently we asked our audience in our poll. Online poll, we asked them, gas prices are going up, how much, if anything, do you believe that President Obama contributed to this increase? Now, this is a big debate, folks. This is a big thing. I'm not picking on President Obama, because he just is the president right now, as these gas prices are going up. When President Bush was in the White House, the same thing was asked of him. How much is the president contributing to the gas prices? And some people gave him credit, so to speak, for being responsible for those high prices. Well, here's what you said. Here's what our folks said. 18% said the president has no responsibility for the gas prices. Market forces, not politics, is to blame for gas prices. And 31%, almost a third, said that President Obama was 100% responsible, either directly or indirectly. He directly or indirectly caused the increase in prices. And then about half, a little over, just barely over half of our respondents said it was 50-50, that market forces are in play in the price of gas prices. But presidents do have a way of influencing gas prices. We didn't. The option wasn't there that President Obama. We just said presidents have ways to influence gas prices. Well, I think the answer is 50-50. I think there are market forces in play. There's supply and demand, of course. There's also speculation. There are people who are speculating, and they have. And those speculators, though, have near-term markets that they speculate on, and far-term markets, next quarter and next year, and they're looking down the road. And so this is where short term, I don't think presidents can do very much about that, but I do think presidents can influence the price, the speculation issue, the speculation component, I should say, of the price of gas from a long-term standpoint. And they can do that basically by jawboning. They can talk about, you know, their desire to drill for oil. They can talk about their desire to have an energy policy that includes petroleum. They can do those things. In fact, if you remember, I think it was in 08, President Bush did those very things. He literally did nothing more than talk about how he believed that we were going to be creating more oil in America, and prices went down. Well, President Obama is not doing that. And I do believe, and I think he will, do some things that he can do between now and the election to help get prices down just merely by jawboning. But we'll see how that goes. But I do think that the price of gasoline in today's marketplace is influenced in part by supply and demand, by markets, and partially by political rhetoric. And we'll see how that plays out as we get closer to the election. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.